It's Kristen Pogue. Kristen, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Are you getting ready for the big Valentine's Day dance? Is that on your agenda over there in the middle school world as well?
It is not. We have pushed our dance to later in the spring, so that will come in April, so we avoid the Valentine's Day.
Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. Well, my daughter goes to Bachelor, so we'll be Valentining it, I believe, Friday evening. But, well, it's a fun age. Seventh and eighth grade, you've got growing pains, you've got all kinds of stuff going on in the body and between the ears, as you know. It is a fun age to watch them kind of spring and blossom like we're going to see in springtime coming up here on the calendar.
It is fun to watch. It is definitely spring is in the air, and 56 degrees out there doesn't hurt to have a little advanced spring happening.
And we'll take it all, because all it does is make us dream of spring break. We know that's coming up next month.
Yes.
But here we are in February, and now we're kind of in a little bit of a rhythm until we get to, what is it, President's Day coming up on the 20th? So we've gone a few weeks here without any too much confusion. I've been asking everybody, how did your snow day go? How does that work with the middle schoolers? You get the teenagers in there. How do they handle such things? Pretty easily?
Yeah, I think because of all the type of learning that we've had to do the last couple of years, when we hit an e-learning day, they kind of hit the ground running and know exactly what's going on. So our teachers are ready, kids are ready, and it went really smooth for us.
And we know we learn more in the classroom. I think everybody that we've talked to agrees with that. But if you know, I think everybody would sacrifice this instead of going back in June.
That's right. I'd much rather have an e-learning day.
We'll keep the holidays in the holiday world. That is for sure. All right, what's happening at Sarah Road? Every time I drive by, it looks like you got a little construction up on the corner there, another pathway coming through. Does that help hurt you guys, or how does that work out?
Yeah, we're pretty excited about that. I think our cross-country coaches will be the most excited for that because it's going to make a nice little loop around Alcott Park and up there into the stands. So I think it's going to make it really nice for those cross-country coaches to do a loop around there. It's really beautiful. If you haven't been by there, the bridge is great, but it makes a nice wide pathway for us. Pretty exciting.
Now, does that go back through by the Johnson's Farm back that way? Does that go back north? I've seen the bridge there, and I'm like, well, I'm weak, Kristen. I'm not going to go out when it's 40 degrees and walk around. I'm going to wait till it's 75 and do that. So it goes all the way back that way. Very cool.
Yeah, we're excited. It'll make a nice long loop for us. So keep kids off, some busy road there and give them a pathway.
And that helps out as well, because we know your side, our side. I lived off of the Gordon Pike on the other side. We know how busy that corridor is getting and will get. How much advance do they give you when these projects start coming up? Because I know that intersection there at Sarah and Roar is always a fun one too.
Yeah, it depends. It didn't impact us quite a bit, so we usually don't get a lot of warning about that because of the impact. Of course, our buses were still able to get through, cars were still able to get through. So, what I have found with the people who work on projects like that, they're really cognizant of school hours. So even if in the middle of the day they take it down to one lane, usually at arrival and dismissal time, they don't do that. So we're really appreciative of things like that the city does.
And we know dismissal, pickup and drop off is, it never goes away, but you just try to keep refining it, correct?
That's exactly right. We just keep watching our systems and see if they're working. And I think we have a pretty good one going right now. So we've been pretty efficient on our drop off, pickup, our buses. We're running pretty efficiently out there.
And that's all you can ask for as well. You can't do anything about traffic, but you can make your traffic work as good as it needs to. Kristen Pogue is our guest today, MCCSC report from the Jackson Creek Middle School, the Jaguars, and she is the principal there. What are we doing all springtime? Now, I should know the answer to this, but my audience might not. What is the 7th and 8th graders doing academically? Are they under standardized testing as well? Is that something that we're going to have to pay attention to coming up here in a few weeks? Or what is their big spring academic focus?
Yeah, so standardized testing will come up later. So that actually comes up now quite into April, which is nice. In past years, like several years ago, it was really early in the spring semester. But now they've moved it quite far into April. So So we have a lot more instruction time with our students. And, you know, like you said earlier, we're hitting the ground running right now for second semester. We've gotten into our classes. We've gotten into those new teachers, new routines, and we are flying at this point in all of our classes. But we don't really have to worry about testing now until end of April, beginning of May. So that makes it a really nice spring semester for us.
Very good. And again, you can't test and put it to them all the time. They've got enough things to worry. Enough things to worry about. How's your PTO helping you out? I know that's they're a great behind-the-scenes group. Well, they're really not behind the scenes, but it's just the extra support that helps us get through the semesters and the school days.
Yeah. You know, I will put our parents up against anyone. You know, when we talk about, you know, I always laugh that happy teachers have kids who learn, and PTOs really are the foundation of that, you know, making sure that our teachers are taken care of, too, in the classroom and how they feel and getting them fed. We know that, you know, a nice faculty lunch doesn't hurt when we talk about making some teacher morale go up and some staff. So, you know, our PTO is integral to make sure that our teachers get what they need, that they're happy so that our kids are learning. And ours is no exception to that. You know, as we come into teacher appreciation time, as we come into school dances and recognition nights, they are really a part of making sure that those things run smoothly. We have the parent support we need, and that they're supplying us with some things that we would want for our teachers. So, you know, kudos to all the parents out there who just give up their time and effort to support their kids' schools, because, you know, they're busy people too. But they want to make sure that our people here in MCCSC are the happiest they can be. So, I got to love our parents. They're just the best.
Yeah, and again, when we're all in this together, something about taking a village or whatever else we want to do all that. And again, it helps for everyone, and it makes it makes life a little bit easier, because when it's fun, no one's stressing about it, and when no one stresses about it, well, then we have more fun. Where do you draw from for people who might be new to our community? We know you're over on Sayre Road, just almost at Roar Road as well. Mm-hmm. Is there a map I can send people to if they're new in town, wondering about this or that? Because we know kindergarten registration starting and everything else. Sixth graders turn into seventh graders. Eighth graders move up to high school. We're getting close to that time.
It is. It's amazing. Every year it just kind of comes so quickly that February hits and we get into big time scheduling and kindergarten. So we draw from mainly the elementary schools. We mainly draw from our Lakeview, Templeton, Childs, part of Binford, and then some from university, depending on if they're in the advanced learning placement there. So we draw from those four main middle schools over there on Sayre Road. We have a great, a large geographic area, but there is a map, I believe, for redistricting on the MCCSC website, or for districting on the MCCSC website, that you can go to. You can check out what the districts are, what our elementary schools are. But our four main ones really are the Lakeview, Templeton, Childs, and Binford that come to Jackson Creek.
That's the filter, and everybody can, again, figure out if you're new to town where you need to move up and go along. So, Obviously, seventh graders become eighth graders. Eighth graders move out of the building. When do you invite the sixth graders over to kind of explore and see what's going on?
Yeah, so starting next week.
Oh, my.
Starting next week for anyone out there who has sixth graders in our feeder schools, myself and our guidance counselors will be heading out to start sixth grade scheduling for their seventh grade year starting next week. We will go to all the elementary schools and meet with the sixth graders, give them course packets, teach them how to do course selections. So any sixth grade parents out there, you should be hearing something in the next couple weeks about getting that seventh grade schedule going, which I know is hard to believe for many of them. And then for our seventh graders who are becoming eighth graders, this week is the week that they are starting their schedule requests. So any seventh grade parents out there for Jackson Creek, your kids should be talking to you about their next year's schedule too. So we are really hitting the ground running with some scheduling things happening, which is exciting and scary, I know, for a lot of families.
Yeah, we keep on keeping on. Who won the spelling bee? Were you one of the judges of that?
I was not, and I don't have the name in front of me.
Oh, that's okay. But that's another fun thing that goes on.
We did. We love the spelling bee. It's just our students love it. We bring everybody down to the auditorium. It's just a really wonderful thing that people cheer They just love the spelling bee. And so we're very excited to send our person on for the region to see how they do in the next one. But spelling bee is great.
You get a full house for that. I see the picture here on Facebook. Gee whiz. You sell tickets. You take care of all of your budget issues moving forward.
I know. We love it.
Brag about your Hoopers. The boys in 7th and 8th grade had a really good end of January.
Yeah, we won the county championships for both 7th and 8th grade boys basketball. And in fact, those teams are going to be honored at the South game this Friday night during halftime of the varsity game. So they're going to honor both our 7th and 8th grade team for winning county champs. So we're very excited about that.
Do you have a pool really over cool. there?
We do not.
Well, that's okay. That's all right.
But we do have swimming and diving. They just use the South pool. But swimming and diving is starting, so that's one of our sports that's really picking up. And then, of course, now that the weather is warm, we feel the need to start track and field coming up.
And the reason I wanted to bring both of those up is, well, you don't have a pool and you don't have a track, but you still have those programs. So people driving by don't think that, well, that's not the case. It absolutely is. Kristen Pogue has everything over there. Great staff, great folks, great everything. And there's something going on tonight that I know we want to make sure that people understand, not from the athletics world, but coming up tonight at Parent University. That's going to be not at your middle school, but at Tri-North. We've got strategies for math in raising a reader. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. The Parent University is fantastic. I encourage people to go onto the MCCSE website and see what's being offered. I know that later this week there is a Parent University on filling out the FAFSA for those of parents who, like me, have high schoolers who are heading towards college soon. But Parent University has just been, it's an amazing program. A lot of different types of topics that are out there. Scheduled events that will be in different schools around the district. Tonight happens to be at Tri-North, but we always want to support the Trojans on the north side. So all of you should head north to talk about strategies for reading.
And that's fun tonight, 6 to 7:30. Now, I know it's a little late notice, but we've been reminding you since the year has begun. So this is for the procrastinators in the group. College Goals Sunday, as you mentioned, filling out your FAFSA and doing all that. That will be February 26th, the final February of the month. It's not Super Bowl Sunday this week. Everybody's fine. You're not going to miss anything. We promise. And I'll have Pat McCafferty from Ivy Tech. She'll join me Monday, the 20th, and we'll make sure everybody gets all their details about it. Ivy Tech, Indiana University, all get together to make sure nobody falls through the cracks and you can get all this money that is out there perhaps and learn all these great things. What's the most exciting part of your spring besides spring break? Is it getting the 7th graders comfortable or the 8th graders ready to go?
That's kind of a two-sided coin, isn't it?
Yes, and the answer to both questions is yes, so I set you up easy there.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's so interesting. In middle school with us with 7th and 8th grade, they're either coming or going, right? So it's a different kind of animal when you have half your population turnover every year. 50% of the kids are brand new. So when we talk about like second semester, we're really hitting the ground running. It's because everybody is really settled in. No one's coming or going quite yet. But we're gearing up for it. But yeah, both of those things. We are gearing up for new seventh graders next year and then to say goodbye to our eighth graders to go on to high school pretty soon in the next few months.
And it never stops. It just flies by and flies by. I'm going to do my best to keep everybody in school with this forecast for the next few weeks. I'm trying. Remember, I'm the messenger. That's all we can do here. But there is no school coming up on the 20th. Do I have that right?
You have that correct. Yes, it's President's Day, so no school on the 20th.
And everybody will have that circled with stars all over around it, so you get another little bit of a break here to break up everything else that's happening. I feel like I'm forgetting something. Do you have anything for me that I'm forgetting?
I don't think so.
Oh,
I think we solved all the problems, right?
Well, we should. That's the fun part when we get caught up on doing this. So spring, winter is here. So testing a little bit later, and we know the sports calendar is going on. If people want more information, where's the best place to go, Principal Pogue?
You can always hit our website. You can go to the MCCSC website and go to schools and find us. You can also look at social media. You can look at Facebook. You can look at Instagram. We update there. So some things going out. The one thing I will say for those who are interested in cheerleading, the only sport that you have to try out before you come to Jackson Creek, if you're a sixth grader, is cheerleading, and that'll happen in April. So stay tuned for those announcements, too. So those potential cheerleaders, that's the only sport that you have to try out before you actually get to the school. So stay tuned for some news about that.
And it's not true you have a you guys don't have a Jaguar mascot in a cage hanging around. That's just false information, right?
Urban legend. Right?
Hey, I'll let you get back to work. Thanks for giving us the update. Great to hear from you. Have a fantastic rest of February, and we'll get caught up down the line.